Ask questions, Madam Chairperson. I have a question to ask.
Excuse me. It does not help us. It does not help us. I have a watch in front of me. I know what I'm doing. So please, thank you, Jabari.
All I want to know is information so I can get financial information for the station. This is Jabari Zakia. I'm just trying to get information so I can get financial information. Who is the business manager?
Terrence Chang.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to direct Terrence Chang to email me. I want, this is for all the stations. I want the business manager's name, contact information. I want financial reports. I want the fiscal year projected 2000 budgets. And if you can, I want it, I would like to get it before this coming Friday.
All of those things are at the national office.
I would like to get it from you.
Okay, can we not get into this now? Maybe Jabari could do a quick memo that could be sent to the manager so it's all in writing what he needs. Okay, David, verdict.
Got 30 seconds,
David.
Well, I have three questions to ask, Leslie. I'm sorry, I'll have to beg your indulgence. First of all, three questions. I'll answer them, and I'll let you answer them in order. I'll ask them, and I'll let you answer them in order.
No, David, just pose questions.
Okay, the first question is, I want you to characterize your understanding of this motion, which you or these actions by this board, which you characterize as an interference with your local editorial autonomy.
David, I'm asking for your cooperation. Can you put out the three questions?
That's the first. Thank you.
Second question.
You're listening to WBAI in New York. It is 2 minutes past 4 o'clock.
...played by management employees at Pacifica almost hourly for about a week, perhaps still, I don't know. Was that done because you felt that the gag rule had been lifted as a consequence of these motions which you complained about? And finally, if so, what countervailing information or other views did you seek to have aired on KPFK during that time? Besides myself being, let's say, interviewed by Mark Cooper. That's three questions.
I heard two, I'm sorry. What was the third?
The first question is, what was it about the motion you felt was editorial interference? This motion that was a two-week-long constraint, seeking open discussion. Second, the cart that you ran, that your station ran, that was voiced by management personnel, was that done because you felt that the prior motion had passed? And if so, what other countervailing or other views did you seek to have aired on KPFK during these past 2 weeks, since your first interesting interview with Mark Cooper yourself on January 2nd, in which you frankly described there as being two factions. One, okay, I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Mark, do you want
to... Well, several motions were passed during that conference call. It was very hard to get the actual wording of those motions. I understand that even board members were having trouble deciphering the exact wording of some of those motions. But I took very detailed notes for the parts of the meeting that I was able to hear. Program decisions were made. Stations were directed to carry programs. There were motions that involved a freeze in any changes in programming without the approval of a committee to be set up by the board, requiring a 3-out-of-4 vote. The preamble to that motion said that no programming changes of any kind can be made except by the following process, which then set out that the personnel or programming decisions would be sent to a 4-person board committee, and any programming change required a 3-out-of-4 vote in order to pass. Whether that was a short-term thing or a long-term thing, what it represented was the programming authority for the daily operations of the station being transferred to the national board of the foundation. Additionally, a program was directing that programming on KPFK during drive time, 2 to 3 hours a week, there was a discussion of as much as 6 hours a week, that at least 2 to 3 hours a week of drive time programming be canceled or taken away from our normal operations by action of the board to debate internal matters. These are editorial decisions that have always resided at the station level. Even programming decisions about national programs have always resided at the station level. It's a very dramatic departure from policy. There are more details that I could probably come up with, but
you
get the gist of what I'm saying.
Did you ever read those motions?
Rob,
did you ever read the motion?
I'm the manager of the station, but I've never been provided with the official minutes.
Chair, there's one question left to be answered, please.
No, Rob.
Leslie, I move that we pursue the agenda as printed.
Okay, that my understanding is that that's basically a call for the orders of the day, and I have the authority to make a ruling on that. We will move
Madam
to the Chairperson, next
you
item.
Said we
could
ask
we
questions.
We will move to the next
after
agenda
the
item.
Public comment.
I'm sorry.
And
I'm
I'd like
sorry.
To be
we will move the agenda
the
item to the next agenda item.
I want to be
and
recognized.
And we will take this up again at the next meeting of this board. We will
Madam Chairperson, you said we could ask questions.
You're out of order. You
well,
are
I'm going to stay out of order then, because I want to continue to ask the questions. I want to ask. The question.
Okay, you can. I'm sorry. I have a ruling from my palm and
can I have a question?
You can appeal the ruling
I
of the chair.
I want to ask the question. I don't want to ask the question.
You can appeal the ruling of
the
chair. We can vote on that.
It's a very
whether
short question.
This body.
I was quiet until you
no,
told me we could ask
please.
Questions. I'm not going to stop talking.
Please.
I'm not going to stop talking.
Everyone sit down. Everyone
I'm not
down.
Going to stop talking.
Right. Quiet.
I'm not going to stop talking. I want to ask my question. My question could be asked
no,
by now.
No, I'm sorry, Marion. You can appeal the
I'm
ruling of the
appeal.
Chair.
I ruled.
Let me be clear, Marion, what happened here. I ruled that we are moving the agenda.
What
are you appealing my ruling?
I'm sorry.
Are you appealing my ruling,
No, I'm not. I'm going to ask my question.
Then we're moving ahead.
I'm going to ask my question.
The next agenda item.
I'm going to ask my question.
Excuse me. You are out of order.
I'm
going to
ask my question. I don't care what you say, Leslie. I'm going to ask my question.
Marion.
I'm asking my question. No.
Folks.
Let me ask
folks,
the chair.
No,
terms
no,
of
one second.
Los
folks,
Angeles.
No, let me deal with this first. If everybody would be quiet. Now, I'm not actually asking. I am telling everybody now to be quiet. We have got to deal with something here, right? That is, who is chairing this meeting? I am chairing the meeting. I made a ruling that we are moving the agenda on to the next item. If anybody on this board would like to appeal that ruling, we can call on the body by a show of hands, by a vote, to say whether or not they're supporting my ruling or overturning my ruling.
I want to ask my question.
So, no, we're moving ahead.
I'm going to ask my question. We could have had an answer by now if you let me ask my damn question. The question I was going to ask was about
the
transmitter.
Can we ask the parliamentarian to explain something? I would like the parliamentarian.
I'm not going to stop talking.
I would like the parliamentarian to explain something. I can't believe, Marion, that when you chair meetings, you let this.
That doesn't have anything to do with
it.
I asked you. You said earlier.
I would like the parliamentarian.
That we could ask questions after public comment. That was your process. You said that. You said that we could ask questions after public comment.
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the board. The person who wishes to continue and ask his question has the right to appeal the decision of the chair. He gets to speak one time for why he is appealing the decision and why he wants to get to ask his question. The chair then gets to give her reason, if she chooses to, for her decision. If she chooses to back down and allow the question, that will settle it. If she does not wish to back down, the body here gets to vote. If the majority goes with the person appealing, then he gets to ask his question. If the majority does not agree with his appeal but agrees with the chair, then the appeal is denied and we go on to what the chair has in mind.
Madam Chair, point of information.
Point of information, yes.
Madam Chair, if he doesn't stop,
no.
He's given a remedy for a vote on an appeal, but if he doesn't stop, what is the procedure then?
Well,
we're going to
sure.
have to answer the problem.
We don't have a sergeant at arms.
The question is been answered by now.
Chair, I'm asking for the respect of this board that elected me as its chair. That's what I'm asking for.
For what?
So either you're appealing the ruling I made to move the agenda, or you're not.
I'm appealing the ruling of the chair.
Okay, fine.
The reason is,
you want to motivate that.
When we were talking about the WPFW, the station in Houston, you said the process was for the lab manager. The lab manager, station manager will give the report, public comments, and then board members could ask questions. And so I withheld any questions until that process was finished. You did it this morning. I demand you do it now. I have a question to ask. That's all I want to do. And that's fair.
Okay.
Okay.
I hear. I do not have any comments. I do want to continue with the ruling I made that was to move the agenda. And we move immediately, to a vote.
But is that your process?
This body can overturn my
ruling.
But
did you lay out that
process
this morning that you asked questions after the two reports were given and after public comments? That's what we did with Houston.
Okay, we're out of time. Your option to explain why you wanted to appeal the motion. That's perfectly reasonable.
But I'm going to keep talking after the motion's carried.
I would like to call the question now. All those in favor of appealing the motion, appealing the ruling of the chair to move the agenda, all those in favor of appealing... Okay, all those, if you vote in favor of turning over my motion to move the agenda, it allows Marion to ask his question. If you vote against that, then we move to the next agenda item. Okay? So, all those in favor, should I do a roll call on this or just by show? Roll call.
We had the question answered by now. This time you
think. No, the question is,
principle behind that, Mr. Barry.
Teresa Allen.
You had this question answered.
Yes, I vote for the appeal.
You vote for the appeal, yes. George Barnstone.
Yes, I vote for the appeal.
Okay, Marion Barry.
I vote for the appeal. That means... Yes.
Peter Branson.
Vote for the appeal.
Janice K. Bryant. James Ferguson. Yes. David Fertig.
I'm in support of Mr. Barry in this one.
Okay. Who's next? Ray LaForest. No. Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakia.
No.
And myself, Leslie Hagan, no.
Seven no's.
Seven no's, six yeses. It does not carry. We move the agenda. The next agenda item is WBAI. Bob Daughtry will give us a report. I'm sorry, we need to take a break while... I'm sorry.
We have a court reporter.
No,
you're
all getting a little disorderly. And this board, let me just say, this board is prepared to take action this afternoon. But every time you slow us down, it takes longer for us to get to that action. So, the recorder here, the transcriber, I don't know if he needs to change paper or stretch his fingers, but he needs a break. That is the issue here. Okay. No. You're going to take a break. Okay. 2 minutes. Can we do it? Just a 2-minute break? Okay. Just a quick break. No, don't leave your space. Don't leave your room. Says, you know, it's just a 2-minute break for him.
Yes.
Yeah, and then sometimes other people disagree with that, and the judge has a very important that they get a professional bring. I have questions also. I just felt that when he was speaking like that, that I was really back and forth, letting him do it. Therefore, that's how I was turning my ground and see that back down. I was surprised he did this. This afternoon, also. I was surprised he did this. Hello, stranger. How you doing? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, folks, we're going to reconvene here.
It's going to take a while. Don't worry.
Okay, folks, we're going to start to reconvene.
Yeah, it's not bigly.
Yeah. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make sure I stay in Manhattan.
Where are you
going to
be?
Excuse me. May we have a seat, please? Please. They're going to start again. Can you have a seat, please?
National Board meeting, the first public meeting of the new reconstituted Pacifica Board meeting under the settlement that years of litigation against Pacifica for illegal change in its bylaws. The board is in a moment of recess while the court stenographer takes a break. Coming up next will be a discussion on the issues of WBAI Radio, the Pacifica station in New York, from which some 25 to 30 programmers and staff were either fired or banned. And this is WBAI Radio in Exile. We will continue to bring you full coverage of this meeting without interruption, without commentary, so that you can judge for yourself what's going on here at this meeting. If our broadcast serves an interest, public interest, if you believe that it's...
tuned to High Five. WBAI 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
On Wall Street. Look sharp today, boys, especially you rookies. Next to the index, close up 90 points last night. We expect heavy capital buying on the opening. Permits 1,000. Deals and sales as you make those 350,000 before convened. Get on the horn with your institution. On report on their appetite. It's long. Your tools are of top priority today. Okay, let's go to work.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
On December 29th, when we met, we passed the resolution that because it, while it passed by a majority that had neither two-thirds nor the balanced majority formula, it had to go to the judge. This is on. There were three such resolutions. I'm talking about one now. It was on the establishment of a BAI committee to meet and investigate and bring recommendations to this body. We did not hear on the ruling from the judge until Thursday. The judge ruled that motion did in fact pass and that committee could proceed with its work. So, again, Bob Daughtry, the general manager of the station, will give his report. The lab chair will then give his report.
Point of
several,
order.
Several listeners will make very, 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 very brief comments, and then we'll hear the report from that committee.
Point of order.
Yes,
Madam Chair, you laid out the very same process prior, on the prior one, in terms of the speaking order and what...
WBAI New York.
And when it got to one board member who was to speak, you then changed the ruling and said we needed to move on. And I'm saying that to me, that is divisive. And I don't think you're trying to be divisive.
No.
I really don't.
Thank
and
you.
I'm saying we could have had Mr. Berry to have asked his question and then move on.
Quiet.
And all that I'm asking
yes.
is that would you laid that process, you've just laid
okay.
out another process, and I hope you're going to stay with that, okay?
Yes.
But I still think that you should go back. You had said that Mr. Berry... You had indicated that he would be able to ask his question. Would you
yes.
allow that, please?
No, I really would like to move forward. It is true. I do acknowledge that I did change the process. That is true. And then we voted on that question. So,
point
we're going to move ahead now. What the outline here is, Daughtry, Miguel Maldonado, a few listeners, the report, and then questions and discussion among the board.
The board members can ask questions after those 2 minutes of presentation.
No, there's four parts to this. Bob Daughtry will go first. Then Miguel Maldonado. He's the board chair, the lab chair. Then several, not many. I understand we're going to have seven comments from listeners, short presentations. Then the committee will give its presentation. So we get all the information before us. Then whoever on the board has questions, comments to each other, to any of those people who spoke, then we'll move into that.
About Bob Daughtry's presentation.
If you
well
have questions to Bob Daughtry, you'll ask them then. I want
well
to get all the information on the table.
All right.
Okay, I think then we know what the parameter is, what we're dealing with. Okay, so Bob Daughtry, thank you. Again, folks, I really have to ask people to sit down. It blocks the people who are sitting behind you if you're standing. Please sit down, and please, not please, I don't know how to say this, so it gets through to you all. Be quiet. Thank you. Bob, thank you.
Madam Chair, Madam Chair, board members, fellow staff, hello everyone.
Madam Chair, will you get these people quiet?
I would like to be.
I ask them to leave.
Please, sit down. Sit down. Please sit down. Please be quiet. And no longer, please. Bob Daughtry has the chair now. If anybody interrupts him, I will ask the peacekeepers in the room to personally ask you to leave the room. Let him complete his full comments, whatever they are. Don't interrupt him, please. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to say that per your request yesterday evening, we have been airing this on WBAI 99.5 FM. So we're glad that because WBAI is at the center of much interest here in the whole city, that our listener supporters who are not in this room have the opportunity to hear this as well. And I'd like to describe the scene for everyone who's out there listening so that I'm going to just stand briefly for a few minutes because I want to describe the scene for those of you out there listening. Radio is a wonderful and interactive medium, and we use our imaginations when we listen to the radio. We hear these voices, and we see all kinds of things in our mind, and it's a wonderful thing. So I'd like to just, along with however your imagination is moving along right now, those of you listening, describe for you the scene in here. It is a large hall, large auditorium room with two entrances and an exit. The board is sitting in one corner of the room, and the room is full of people. There are signs all over the wall and signs downstairs on the first floor when you first walk in, signs up the stairs. They say things like 3WBAI, Fire Daughtry. I'm looking at about, I'd say 60, 70, 80 signs right now, which are some of them are right up fairly close. There are a lot of cameras. There's a big banner. There's signs behind me, and it is very warm in this room. There are many people, particularly on our staff, and I apologize to them, who don't have seats and have to stand, and I apologize.
Oh, no. Oh.
Okay, we'll continue now. So it is a very warm room, and there are many people here. You can hear some of the background noise, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But I just want to describe the scene for those of you listening to this on 99.5, and again, welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting. Madam Chair, members of the board, the fourth quarter of 2001 at WBAI had many twists and turns in the road. And despite unusual problems and constant pressures generated by the internecine warfare that goes on right to this moment, our program and administrative staff at WBAI have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank them and I want to salute them. In our fall membership drive, which ended in early November, WBAI raised just over $1 million, and I believe, I'm told, because I did not listen in, have the opportunity to listen in on the 12/29/2001 board meeting, I'm told that Joanne Meredith, the former interim executive director, did announce that at the meeting. There's been much discussion about that, but WBAI did raise $1 million in the drive that concluded this past November. During this drive, we received over 7,000 pledges at an average of $140 per pledge. And we currently are at about 64-65% fulfillment rate. The credit card rate was 54%. We believe that the cumulative income for the fiscal year just concluded, 9/30/2001, was just over $2 million. Financially, however, WBAI is having major problems, as is much of the network. Currently, we have account payables in the $200,000 range. And some of those bills are as old as 150 days, which in the aging process in the world of financing is a very old bill. We're experiencing a lot of problems because of that. The major reason for that, in my view, is all the problems associated with the relocation of the finance department from California to Washington, D.C., many of them not of their own making. Some of the highlights during this period have been the Durban Conference on Racism series that we were very proud of, done by the Public Affairs Director, Jabel Fai. The special broadcast on the recent overturning of the sentence by Mumia Abu-Jamal. A remote broadcast that we did from the Museum of Television and Radio with Peter Beauchamp. And major work is indeed needed at the WBAI studios. I heard it mentioned a couple of times earlier, and indeed it's true. From the outset of the design of the place and from the point of the build-out to right today, there are major problems, some of them design flaws. And it's unfortunate because our engineers were not involved in the design and build-out of the studio. So we've got a lot of equipment problems exacerbated by the basic layout of WBAI. We are presently formulating a plan for how we might address that over a five-year period of time, and I hope to have that ready to present to the board at the next meeting. I also have critical staff positions of the program director and the development director, which are open and need to be filled. We are considering interim appointments until a hiring search committee is set up. The spring 2001 Metro QM, which is the weekly audience, is up a good bit, about 11-12% from spring 2000. Those are the most recent figures I have available at this time. However, the recent success of the fall pledge drive suggests what we have come to firmly believe, and that is that there has been further growth in the audience for WBAI, in the supporters as well as listeners who make up the QM. Core listeners are up a bit. The men-women ratio is right about 50-50. There other statistics I could go into, but I'll save that for later. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next we'll hear from Miguel Maldonado, who I believe is up here also, the chair of the local advisory board here in New York.
Thank you, Leslie. Let me pass this around. This is the report that we're prepared by the local advisory board, and it's about, I think, 13, and make sure the bad adultery got one. And I just want to just allow myself to recommend that maybe this body can pass a resolution asking to all the general managers that in the future they should submit the report in writing and in advance, that the people can have a better idea. Or maybe prepare something for the listeners that we can also have some kind of idea what's going on. And, you know, because I'm this kind of report that I just heard really frightened me, really.
Sure, quiet.
I also... Okay, let me mention, before I start reading my report, that our board is, the local advisory board from New York City is composed by different ethnic groups, and we're trying to reflect in the composition of the lab what New York City is, and just to mention that it's also some of the dreams that we have for Pacifica Radio, that in the future Pacifica Radio can reflect the composition of the different ethnic groups that are coming from different cities or different signal area where Pacifica, any, all of the Pacifica Radio are located, that can reflect that diverse to really make the rainbow look really beautiful. And I think this is something that I support, and I cannot start reading my report without mentioning that. And I hope that the future National Board of Pacifica can reflect the diversity that coming from different cities, and I'm very serious about that, and it's something that I'm willing to fight for in the future. First, the WBAI Local Advisory Board Lab would like to thank the Interim Pacifica National Board for holding its first meeting here in New York City. It is almost 4 years since the National Board last met in the WBAI signal area in New Jersey in 1998. This WBAI Local Advisory Board report to the Interim Pacifica National Board sets forth the condition and circumstances surrounding the steady deterioration of both the working conditions inside the station and the quality of programming broadcast to the station's listeners since December 22, 2000, the day of what has come to be known as the Christmas coup, the coup d'etat on Haitian and Creole. Most ironically, just a couple of months prior to the action which drastically changed the duration and in of the mission of the station, WBAI experienced a record fundraising drive, had eliminated the debt incurred in part from moving its offices to 120 Wall Street, and was steadily increasing its listenership due to the quality of programming. Today, thanks to the effort of the lab and WBAI listeners, as well as legal efforts initiated and carried out by listeners, lab members from throughout the Pacifica National Network, and dissident members of the Pacifica National Board, we see an opportunity to correct the gross injustices inflicted on WBAI, its producers and staff, and its listeners over the past year. The WBAI lab takes this opportunity to reaffirm its role as a body established to review the operation at the station and made recommendations designed to improve its operation by asking the Interim Pacifica National Board to take the following correcting actions. Return those producers and staff both both pay and unpaid who were banned and fired since December 22, 2000 and return them to the rightful time slots and programs. Remove those producers and staff illegally installed to replace the fire and ban from the program and time slot held by the van and the fire prior to December 22, 2000. Implement the decision of the Interim Pacifica National Board to broadcast Democracy Now!, one of the most popular and successful shows at the Pacifica Network and one whose home is WBAI. After more than a year of an interim general manager and an acting general manager who have taken it upon themselves to systematically and almost unilaterally make decisions about which program and staff stay or go, allow for the hiring of a new general manager who will be willing to work with the Interim Pacifica National Board and will honor the democratic process within the station. There is simple no excuse for the capricious hiring and firing made by acting general manager Bud Daltrey within the past couple of months, while a settlement was being hammered out. Bud Daltrey must be removed from his position immediately.
Quiet.
So
quiet,
that
quiet.
This practice will stop and before more actions are taken, which will need to be undone to restore the quality of programming of WBAI. Return the airwaves and the station to the listeners and listening community. This will remove the vitality and character of WBAI, one of its hallmarks and strengths, and allow the station to return to its original mission. Allow the WBAI lab to meet at the station, a practice followed by the lab for years in keeping with WBAI's mission as a community radio station. WBAI always allow its mandate public lab meeting at the station until Mr. Lee, Utrecht Lee, hated the practice and banned the lab from the station. And I just had to mention that in January 23rd of 2001, the lab trying to have a public meeting, and we ended, two of the lab members ended getting arrested with another six listeners. This prevented the publicizing of lab meeting on the air and ignore the key role played by the lab in finding and financing the move to Kern Station headquarters, address the increasing tension and difficulties at the WBAI workplace by eliminating the unnecessary distinction between pay and unpaid staff, removing the overly expensive and unnecessary security system, lifting the gag rule, and once again making the station a place where the community it promotes on the air feels at home. Since the Christmas coup, the WBAI lab worked particularly hard to increase its ability to respond to change at the station by improving our oversight at the station administration, programming, and fiscally soundness. We implemented procedures to solicit more input from the listeners. Our recently formed election committee is exploring possible revision of the WBAI law by laws as mandated by the Pacifica Settlement Agreement concerning forthcoming local advisory board election. We are proud of our work and proud of our diversity. Let me repeat that. We are proud of our work and proud of our diversity, along social economy, ethnic, racial, and gender lines. It is the WBI Lab's intention to return our station to the position of prominence and popularity it had enjoyed prior to the action of December 22, 2000. We believe it is both possible and essential for this voice of dissent and independent thinking to be restored, to help, and to once again perform its role as a station of the community, a community which faces tremendous challenges in the upcoming months as the nation responds to and deals with the tragic events of September 11. We respectfully submit this report to the Interim Pacifica National Board, and again, thank you for holding your first meeting here in New York City. Those allowing for input from many listeners who have felt disrespected and fired from the role as a shapers of programming at WBAI. The report includes documentation of specific actions taken since December 22, 2000, and deteriorates on the station, as well as taped segments of on-air comments and discussion, all designed to show the crying need for our recommendations to be implemented as soon as possible. Our report is deliberately more anecdotal than legalistic in approach, as others have already and will in the future deliver documents that explain and analyze the legal ramifications of the action taken at the station since December 2000. With that I finish, and I just want to mention that we have a supplemental information that we submit with this document to prove the effort that we made as a part of the person that was myself and a staff. I never lost the hope that we send our messages through WBIX, who was with us, and we fought really hard, and keep supporting WBIX, and who are broadcasting this meeting, and sorry, being very emotional. Thank you.
Miguel, thank you very much. Again, I want to thank Miguel. I just want to say just one very, very minor thing, that this meeting was organized very quickly. They usually, the station managers, do prepare written reports. We do get those in advance, and I assume that will happen again in the future. So we do want to cut a little slack for the station managers, given how quickly this meeting was put together. Now we will hear from several listeners. And again, I know a lot of people wanted to speak. Some got to speak this morning. Some will speak now. I'm sorry we don't have time
Madam Chair?
Yes, Bob?
May I ask a question? Did you not get the written report from me? Because mine was submitted in advance, and I was told by the National Office
in
it was received,
packet.
And it's in the packet I got.
Yeah, I believe it is a packet.
Okay,
but
it sounded as if the written reports hadn't been received from all the managers. And I just wanted to clear that up.
I didn't mean to give the wrong impression. I didn't mean to say work wasn't. Sorry if I gave the wrong impression. I was just appreciating the fact that we asked the station managers to move very quickly in a very short amount of time. Thank you. Okay, so Ricardo is the first name on the list here. Ricardo. Is there a Ricardo? Ricardo. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
My name is Ricardo Prieto. I am an artist in the Lower East Side area when the Lower East Side was not a very popular gentrified area. I've been living there for 20 years. I am an artist. I have struggled tremendously with my art for social justice, and it's been a very disheartening experience for me for the past year to witness what's been happening at WBAI. As an artist who labor behind the, this is not my medium anyhow, labor behind the popularity, I have always struggled for any time I produce a piece to do it better, to struggle for the best performance possible. And it hurts me tremendously to see how BAI is being decimated in the past year, how the programmings are being castrated from the mandated that the community really needs and claim for. I've been in the picket lines with the homeless in Thompson Square Park. I've been, by the way, I do not belong anywhere, and I belong everywhere. I am off friends of BAI, but I'm very concerned. I'm one of those who anonymous listen to it, contribute to it, and has high principles and demand high quality radio. But this high quality radio needs to be restored in New York as well as in other areas in the country, and we should deliver the same quality program and militant program. My background, I'm from Cuba. I am a Cuban American or an American, as we like to say. We all call ourselves American. This Cuban American is a new thing for me. So I encourage the lab board also to try to open the ears, to go more into Latin neighborhoods, to reach out not just for Latin music, but we have scientists, we have political commentators, we have excellent artists, writers, playwriters, and please, listen to our voice. We're part of New York, we're part of this nation. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next person on my list here is Rashida.
My name is Rashida Ismaili Abubakar. I am a lab member and a longtime listener, supporter of WBAI. I started to listen to WBAI when I was a graduate student in the late 60s. And at that time, we were struggling with issues of the Vietnam War. We were struggling with issues of civil rights. And really, the only place that you could hear somebody like a Kwame Ture or Stokely Carmichael or anybody like that was on WBAI. I had a very limited budget. I did not have a government purse. I did not have financial aid. But I used to send in $5 as much as I could. And over the years, I have tried to contribute both financially and also with myself. I have always watched with great pride this community that I took to be my own, that you became my extended family, that you were people that I didn't know, and maybe even if I knew a little better, I might not like. But knowing you through BAI, and the events, we used to have dinners and breakfasts down on the Lower East Side at this wonderful cafe. We would meet through David Rothenberg's efforts, where we would go to the theater.
Quiet.
All of those things brought us together and gave us a sense of community. And so it is now very sad to hear people who couch things in the most destructive, the most vile and violent, racialized, sexualized, class-oriented, ethnic epithets even. Not just content, but epithets. People that you held in high esteem, that you didn't even think would even say such words, have said words that have brought all of us, many of us, to tears, as recent as last night. I urge all of us to try to find some place to put all this anger and all this pain. I am saying this to you with my stomach in knots, because I was so apprehensive about what would happen if when I heard all the vilifications and the exhortations to come to this day, to come to this meeting, because this was going to happen, and this was about this, and this was about that. It's about a network that was based on the ideals of pacifism. I got a phone call from David Hill Moore. I have his statement, and I will leave a copy with Leslie. I think he gave her, he may have emailed you one, but I understand in the effort of time that we can't read it. But he's encouraging us to think about what Pacifica means. It means pacifism. It means a nonviolent, ethical, honest, respectful way of dialoguing, listening, and disagreeing. And sometimes that challenges us personally, and it challenges the other. So now we're going to have to think about a way in which we can speak and look at some of the people who have said and done physical things to us that have been horrendous. And we have to ask ourselves really honestly, if Pacifica's network is a place where such people can be, if we say that we want to work with them, then we have to try to do that. And that requires something of us, and it also requires something of them. I would finally like to urge this new board, in the spirit that it claims that it's coming to be, that you would really hear the pathos, the ethos, the passion, the sentiment of people who are standing here. We're not just these loose, disjointed. In fact, somebody once equated us with Al-Qaeda, terrorists. I mean, the most horrific language. We are people who have degrees. We are people who don't have degrees. We are people who read. We are people who write. We are people who go to church, who go to mosque, who don't go to churches, who don't go to mosques. We are people who have been in prison. We are people who are struggling to try to be the best that we can. And one of the places that we go to hear information that will inspire and inform us to be like that are those stations at BAI. So we urge you to really listen to us and to hear us, because while we are asking and in many cases pleading, we are also demanding. We are demanding that you listen to us. And we are saying that if you don't, we will find another way of handling it. But we would rather that you listen so that we can work jointly with you to make Pacifica the greatest network that it should be. And we will do our part, and we're asking you to do yours. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I want to again... Thank you, Rashida. I just want to again ask the people... I just want to ask folks who are speaking to keep their comments as brief as possible. The next person is supposed to be Gary. I'm sorry, I'll just butcher your last name, so I won't even pronounce it. But Gary, who I understand is turning over his, deferring his slot to Arun Aguirre. Arun?
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Arun Aguirre. Madam Chair, members of the board, a lot of people have spoken today and raised signs asking you to bring back the fired and the banned. I want to ask you to also remember to bring back another constituency of the fired and banned, and that's we, the listeners.
Yeah.
quiet, quiet, quiet.
You know, a lot of people will always remember where they were on September 11th when they heard the news of the terrorist attacks. And my long-running nightmare is going to be that I heard the news on WFU.